This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Amen. This is the Random Order Show, episode 125. Man, it's your boy, Jermaine Richards, man. I'm in the building with it. B-Baby Trey in the building. Jermaine Richards, what's happening, brother?
Did y'all know y'all got to drink 15 liters of water every day?
Amen. Very special guest to Orlando. We got my man,
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm a football player now. Here. Stop playing.
We got to shoot earlier.
Yeah.
Sheldon Sebastro. We got my man Sheldon Sebastian in the building. Amen.
Kind of nice.
I'm not mad at it.
It rolls, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man. It's been a very, very wholesome episode, man. We covered cutting edge topics, if I do say so myself. We talked about these ill-ass headphones. Saying no at the gym. Talked about our greatest engineering feats. There's no more places to go for vacation. And when to dip.
Yeah.
I think these buttons are conjoined.
Man.
Amen.
God. Honestly, that's P.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Y'all on the visuals might notice a sudden freeing of hands.
Oh my God.
Come on, man.
Come on.
So.
What's that?
Yeah, you got a hold like this.
What's that?
I fuck with you.
What's that?
You guys may think we're controlling air traffic, but we kind of are because we're controlling the waves.
Yeah.
Come on.
Locked in.
Locked in. Man, we live in the O, man.
Yo.
Sheldon's here in the flesh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We back out there.
Come on, man.
Yeah. You know what I mean? What was the border crossing experience?
Oh man, let me tell you something.
Smooth.
7:30 a.m. The city's asleep.
For real. I'll
tell you that much. Yo, I got through so quick. Like
airport's asleep.
I got to the airport probably like 5 a.m. and I was probably sitting in my seat ordering a bacon, egg, and cheese at Noble at about 5:30.
That just shows you how your traveling experience is going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You order a fucking custom-ass sandwich, nigga. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like a I-Got-Time-Type sandwich.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to sit here, Perrier water.
Perrier.
6 a.m, Perrier water, man.
Amen.
Yeah. This guy.
Hey, update. This guy's a fucker.
I was a little bit late. Whatever. We won't have to talk about it. But you didn't get lost in the airport. And MCO is a very, I don't know. A lot of people get lost in MCO for whatever
real
reason.
Real talk?
Yeah. You know what?
For some reason. I don't know.
Actually, we got lost that one time, didn't
we? You
got
to get on that shuttle, the shuttle thingy.
Mm-hmm. I don't like an airport shuttle.
Yeah, it kind of threw me off.
Fly me to where I'm going, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I let one go.
Like, what are we talking about, nigga? We take a 5-hour flight.
Yeah.
Not close enough?
Yeah.
Take me to where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But then, boys.
Yo, I'm feeling official.
Yeah.
I'm feeling official, my man.
Boys, like, we don't even deserve these headphones.
This is not
for this show. Nigga. This was the engineering that went into these headphones, nigga, to be on the field reporting hardcore sports, nigga, broadcast worldwide.
Any nigga balling.
Talking about airport sandwiches, nigga.
So you got the BLT, you know what I'm saying? Is that what you're saying, my bro? Is that what I'm getting in my fucking...
All conjoined mic and headphones at?
Am I hearing?
Oh, that boy got 2-4.
That's Pete.
That's a good point you make, man. I wonder if anybody ever invents something and then they see people using it. Like, I didn't make it for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Classic story of Tommy Hilfiger, man.
Yeah.
Which was a rumor, actually.
Yeah, you saw that video.
I saw that video,
too.
Start off it as a chain email, like an email thing that people just kept passing on.
Tommy Hill?
Yeah, the story about Tommy Hilfiger going on Oprah. I even heard this in the flesh. Somebody, one of my elders told me, oh, he's racist. He went on the Oprah show and said that I don't make my clothes for black people. And I believe that shit for years and years.
And that's crazy because nowadays I would never work because I'm going to hit the YouTube person.
Oh, that's he's not racist?
He's not. He never went on.
No, he embraced. He embraced blacks. He embraced hip hop. He
Racist. Racist.
Racism rears its ugly head. My bad. What was about to say?
Yeah. No, I was just gonna say, boys. I think the shuttle train. It provides. It provides with a little bit more. Let's just say you're going to see a girl. You're going to see your wife, you're going to see your kids, you're going to see family or friends.
Yeah.
Gives you a little bit more moment.
All reasons, nigga.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm almost there, you know what I mean? I'm on the shuttle.
I'm on the shuttle, okay.
I just sent a lot of texts saying I'm on the shuttle. Like,
it gives you an approximation.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm almost there.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get there too quick. I'm like, damn, nigga, I'm at baggage.
I'm at 27P.
So sometimes I do like the shuttle, man. But
yeah, you're right. It makes you feel heroic too. Like,
yeah, I'm on the way.
Standing this shit, nigga. Because it's like,
I'm good.
It's like, because you just like, I just came off a flight. You know what I'm saying? This me on the shuttle, right?
It's true.
On a flight, I'm on the shuttle, and then it's like, I took a coffee.
Yeah,
I took a plane for you.
You had your back pocket.
I took a shuttle for you.
Planes, trains, automobiles. That's it. That's one
trip. Don't let me get on the boat.
I took a ferry. I done took the taxi. I done took the manual fucking canoe.
I done took the Bixie bike, bitch.
The Lime scooter's up.
Trying to think what else is public. And I'm here. And you went home in time.
And you can't vacuum the floor.
Yeah, that's kind of real rap, man.
You got to clean by default. Somebody's coming over, you got to clean. Someone's flying in, you got to clean up.
Mm-hmm. You got to. You got to. Yo, so funny. So,
hold on a second, my nigga. All the audio listeners, my bad for the chairs, nigga. I got to get rid of these.
Yeah.
S-racers, man. Yeah. Your S-racer is not doing this.
I don't have an S-racer. I have a DX-racer.
I should
have
got the DX.
Yeah, Canadian Tire. Yeah. You feel me? CC.
Hey, man. Matt, I'll get you two of them.
Just tell it
to you.
Yeah.
I'm having big Christmases and shit.
Hey, man, come over to mine, man. I got a fucking inflatable pool and shit, nigga.
Really?
Yeah. I was going to ask you where you got these mics. I could have got them. I should have hit you first. You know what?
Yo, we got to start.
I bought these on Amazon.com. I use the business card. This is a corporate transaction.
One way.
This is official.
Yes.
Paid for the product. Mm-hmm. Got the product. Use the product.
Send me a login. Come on.
I got a trusty account. I'm waiting to hit my leg. Ready? Wait till I'm ready to buy a boat, nigga.
Yeah, I ain't see that yacht, nigga.
Boy, y'all pretty.
Hey, I be on there like, it ain't big enough. It ain't time.
No, that's it.
$12,000 bill.
Oh, shit.
Dog.
I'm going to play it smart.
I can do that one.
Oh, shit, man. Boy.
Yeah, man.
That's good shit right there.
That's
real talk.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I thought you knew.
RandomOrder.org. We got a new round of random order tees, man.
Yo, we got mad tees, man.
Tees and prices.
We teed up from the feed up, fool.
RandomOrder.org.
We got mad tees. We got the drop top minivan tee. We got the We Told You Whip tee.
We got the Random Order Colombia tee.
We got the Universal Handshake System tee, man. Niggas thought we was Tivana. Yo, we got mad tees, man.
Shipping worldwide.
Buy for your dad.
That's what's up.
RandomOrder.org.
Back to the episode.
Real talk.
Go get that shit.
RandomOrder.org.
Yes, ma'am.
But for real,
what's the closest y'all ever got to the airport within your flight? Because I gotta say,
that's what I was gonna
coming
say.
Here, it might have spoiled me a little bit. Because now I might be thinking like, 45 minutes, I'll pull up, I'll be all right.
Oh, at the,
you know what I'm
like at Pearson.
Let's do Pearson, yeah.
Pearson's different because we got customs.
Oh, yeah,
You leaving here, your flight's at 10.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped about 9:50.
Really?
10, nigga. What are you talking about?
He'll be all right.
Taking off at 10? Wheels off the ground at 10.
Zone 3?
Yo, I'm sure it gets crazy, man.
No.
You get that Disney rush, you got
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm. I remember an hour. I remember when we left the first time I came here, and I remember that lineup. Was crazy.
Like, it gets passed.
Dirty ass kids and shit.
It's just that the shuttle sends everyone else like different ways. And then it's just one that line is security and then that's it.
That's it.
You get through security and everyone disperses. So it's like it's pretty quick here, honestly. But for the record,
I like a good 2 hours. I like my 2 hours.
Yeah.
Hour and a half is like all right. You know what I mean? God's on our side. But I'm being closer, man.
Yeah.
You ever just be there at the perfect time, and like if you if you didn't make it there, in fucking one more second, you would have been a wrap.
Would have been frigged.
Somebody looking at him.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Feel that.
Sometimes it's just too close.
Sometimes it's just it's just like the guy we told our story actually. We're going to Toronto, and the guy checking us in for Air Canada.
With the shades on.
I just going. Like,
70 pounds. That okay?
Fine with me.
Are you flying near Canada?
No, WestJet.
I bet.
WestJet.
Man, fuck. Honestly, you can walk past Air Canada, you'll see that guy.
There was a guy at the airport. He's not. I don't think he's with an airline. I think he just works at the airport, and you could tell he was just like a Toronto you. Cause he every time he's like, boss man, boss man, you know. And then I'm like, well, I gotta take this off. No, you're good, boss. You're good. Okay, you're good. I felt at ease. I'm like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, man.
I catch those dudes a lot in the baggage thing. I'd be like, you know, you gotta line up to like put your bag on them. I don't like that either, nigga. Don't leave me by the judgment of a fucking machine.
Where?
You know, you gotta put your big ass bag in the bag acceptor.
Yeah.
And it's just like you scanning your shit, looking you up and down.
Yeah.
And shit.
Yeah.
Fucking bag.
Yeah, the machine done did go to me a couple times. You know what I mean?
Hell like, yeah. And other times you got to call a nigga. Hey, man, do the code, man.
Do the code, man.
Override that.
I feel like I haven't been on a proper vacation in like a cool minute.
Yeah. Jamaica type shit?
It don't work. Jamaica's like, it's too family oriented. Like, it's too, like, we're Julian's family. I could go to Jamaica with the clothes on my body and I'll be okay. Because when you're there, ball shorts.
Right.
White tee.
Right.
Literally, that's it. Like, you don't need anything.
Thanks.
But obviously, if you're going to, like, maybe a resort or something else, then you're going to need your own steez and ship. I'm thinking, even then, like, if I were to land in fucking, I don't know, Where would you go on vacation? That's another thing. I started running out of places. I'm like, where do you go on this world?
It's kind of, especially on this side of the world.
Hey, man.
Caribbean, you bounce up and down, all of that. Like,
I was about to ask. Y'all like,
what is all that?
Like, everywhere is fucking, hola. You know what I mean?
And I've been to all of it. Yeah. And not even a way of like,
it's just the same. Like, yeah, it's the same shit.
Peanut colada, banana mama. Yeah. I feel like, because like, vacation is like, tropical, so like once they kind of just align with everywhere else that's tropical. It's like beach, water, sand, like that's vacation, you know what I'm saying? But yeah,
zipline, fucking,
you
know what I mean? Tell me this, you have 2 all-inclusive passes, where y'all going? It's not even a joke. I'm just waiting for the headphones to trip me out. So if y'all could go anywhere. You just gotta move it, you know what I mean? Just go. But like, right, I'm just trying to prove a point. Like, 2 passes,
okay,
to go anywhere next week. Where are you booking?
Probably Barcelona.
But you got that. Somewhere else.
Okay.
Like, it was just
like beyond, like not just the Caribbean.
But like, when you say all inclusive, that's everything. I got my food, money.
The travel agent. Then I got one of them little jacuzzis.
Infinity.
Fuck it, man. Y'all not going no more. I'm going.
You got life jackets in it.
I'm just saying, like, you're like, you guys, you want to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Where are you booking to go?
Yeah, real talk. Some new places and shit.
Cause you, I'm trying to get at the fire. That's what I'm saying. Like,
am I going back to a place?
I've been there.
Cause that's a place.
I know. I like it. I'm trying to get to a point. I was just saying that, like, it's. I feel like for me, it's harder to pick a place now to say, like, okay, where am I gonna go? Cause I feel like everything is just like, it's almost like a repeat, and I'm like, it makes me feel like I'm even more of a glitch.
Is like, that because you've been?
I don't know. I think I've been to Mexico once when I was in 2007. In 2008, we went to DR. Was it DR first and then Mexico?
Yeah.
Whatever. We went to DR first and then Mexico. And then, like, both times, obviously, at a resort and shit. And I just felt the same. I'm like, bro, it's the exact same shit, just different foods. Like, y'all niggas don't. You know what I mean?
Okay. But also the same shit.
I mean,
same
shit,
basically. So I stopped. I'm like, I don't even know where to go anymore. Obviously, the world is huge. I don't want to sound ignorant. Okay, I can go to Russia. I can go to, well.
There's only Jamaica, DR. like Puerto Rico. That's about it.
Definitely not that, real talk, you get what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Probably like Argentina or something. You know what I mean?
That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that's what Panama's talking about. Shit.
Where's,
Costa Rica
or Santorini?
I mean to go to Santorini. That's in
Santorini, Greece.
I mean to go to. Santorini's nice. Santorini's nice. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean to go to Costa Rica. That's saying all that to say that.
Yeah, Costa Rica's
the only one left.
Costa Rica is a place where I'm like, okay, you know what? I think I can do Costa Rica like different. Because if I think my vacation experience is slowly changing to like, I'd rather go with a group of people, get a villa, and then just fucking. We're all just vibing, like almost like Jamaica. If you can take one house, put everyone in there, we're all just kind of chilling. It doesn't have to be no fucking
College Hill
shit. Getting a sprinter or going fucking to
Zoom. Like, the bigger the group gets, sometimes you just need a like, transportation is a buzzkill sometimes. Man.
Why did you?
Because the sprinter just want to fucking party on a sprinter. I don't know. I just think my view is changing on how I'd vacation out. I'd rather just go a bunch of people. All right, let's plan one place, chill. Just fucking chill.
One person pay. I'll just fucking
That'd be nice.
That too. And I feel like we just put so much pressure on like traveling in terms of like itinerary, like feeling you gotta do something every day. That's where like it gets like, oh, I don't even want to do this no more, bro.
Yeah, you're grinding out here, bro. It's like, fuck, I gotta be up, nigga. Fucking ATV, nigga. You gotta record.
Get
home exhausted, nigga.
Yeah.
Bus. I'm like, yo, you go to vacation to chill.
Or you go to see. And it takes time and action to see, you know?
And that's fine. And you gotta know what type of trip you're on.
You gotta know what trip it is,
Real talk?
Gotta know what type of trip. You've been planning the trip. Tell me what type of trip you'd like that to be.
Shit, man. Yeah. A lot of seeing and shit.
That's nice.
Yeah. I didn't get too deep into planning and shit, but.
You want to keep it there?
No, I'm going to go there. It's just, there's so much shit going on.
Yeah.
I'm going to check out TikTok and shit.
Nice.
Tours. Smart.
Yeah. I'm thinking about driving.
You
can get a driver, too. Yeah. And that driver will just take you around. Especially if you're staying in a hotel. You tell them, sort that. Drive me around. Because you need them to say, fuck you. I can't do that stuff.
Need some dough? Droves?
No, I said you need to go. We're in Italy.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know where to vacation to anymore.
You ever been to Costa Rica?
Never. I'd love to go.
Yeah, that's good. You should go.
Yeah, I'd love to go, man.
Oh, you did go. Yeah, I went.
Fuck, eons ago, but it was good. Good time.
Eons ago?
Mad time ago.
Oh, look at that. We're learning new things here.
Honestly, the first person I heard say that was Pharrell.
I've been doing this for eons.
Yeah, ooh, he did say that.
Yeah.
That's a fucking statement.
Yeah. Bro, you even look at that word. E-O-N.
Yeah, sounds like the oldest that, word, nigga, like the first word that came up with.
Yeah, bro.
Introducing the new Eon.
That's a whip.
Yeah.
That's a whip. Yeah. Just a fucking black ball. Just cut the mics off, man. Man, what the hell y'all think of this shit, man?
That
designer was like, yo, that engineer was like, yes. I didn't know we could do that. It's not what I intended. I have no idea what's going on here and how this works.
Like, he's not even hitting it.
Did he say watch me at the beginning?
You better watch me.
Well, at the very beginning.
No, no.
I don't know.
It's not watch me. It's something else.
Oh, my God.
This half is half off? What is that?
Oh, I think it's ear plug.
What is that?
This is drinklet?
Yo, that's something, man.
Oh, God. If that's John Deere's equipment, he's sending a late night DM. Oh, my God. When we drop this? Oh, man.
Man, that's
Sheldon, man, go ahead and tell me.
What's up, man?
That's me. How's the air mattress, baby?
Oh,
come
bro.
On, man. Hey. Talk about it, man. Hey. Come on, man.
Hey, you didn't tell me it was a Serta, brother.
Come on.
Serta. Yeah. Serta boy got me right.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yo. Trust me, bad ratings.
Nah, let me tell you, man, like.
Take me through the night.
You ever, like, lay in the bed, and then you, like, you up. Like, you know you up, whatever, you're doing things, then you're like, okay, I'm ready to go to sleep now. And it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was me last night.
On air.
Air.
On air. Air.
Brother.
On air.
Yeah.
Y'all heard it here never first, left. Man. The nice. Fucking mattress commercial. You shut up.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah,
man. Great sleep, man. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah. What's the air seal like? You feeling?
It's good.
Same as when you went to bed?
Yeah, because the thing, it pumps. Like, when it gets down, it pumps back again. Yeah.
Never flat.
Never flat.
Oh, that's what they meant?
Yeah.
So not they made the seal so good that it doesn't deflate, but that it still deflates, yeah, but it still just pumps deflate. It back up. I think it's the air. I think never if it's, like, flat. Cold,
yeah.
It'll deflate something. Like a basketball, if you leave it in your trunk, it'll deflate a little bit. So I'm thinking maybe it has something to do with the air mattress. But I was wondering, will the engine turn back on?
It do, yeah. It's
just really, automatically?
It's, yeah, it's very quiet, but you, yeah.
Oh, that's so you
quiet,
hear it,
yeah, too. I hear it, yeah. But it's, you know, it's a nice hum. It just... You know,
nice.
Put you to sleep type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, nigga, just get back up.
Come on, yeah.
Your parent just pick your head back up.
Yeah, man.
Folds over. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice, man. I'm still mad man. I didn't get the twin sport, but whatever. Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, that one must come with
wheels or something.
I don't know. Moves around at night. Wheelies. Fucking lawnmower wheelie.
I remember we was the last podcast we talked. I think last no, it was the other episode before this. We talked about, you know, Julian and these workouts, man. We hit a workout this morning.
Made you mad at him, didn't you?
I ain't tell him no, but I got so fucking close.
You just fucking bro, you have to. You have
bro.
To.
Yo, it's beer long talking if it's a no. If it's like, yo, I don't want to lift her, I can't lift her. It's just beer explaining it. Yeah. You know what I mean? You just might as well just fucking go for it.
I'm curling. I think I was curling like a 30 bar. And it's like, it's hard, but it's not like killing me. Like, I'd rather like get good form reps than like be struggling every rep. So, you know, after I do it, I'm like, we're doing 12, right? Julian's like, yeah, doing 12. He's like, but honestly, I feel like that's easy for you. You could lift heavier than that. Nigga.
Yeah, nigga. And he'd be right, yeah. Too.
So I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm a submit to the process, right? This is early. So I put the 30 down. I think I picked up a 40. No.
What was that, bro? You jumped 10
pounds? I jumped 10 and it was like, I think I did like 6, and he's like, no, I'll help you with the last 12. But it's like, okay, but what's the point of me doing the last 6 if you're helping me? I might as well, you know, do 12 of it.
But that's when they when you just like, he's like, you're fucking really trying to fuck your chest.
Yo.
Like glowing orange. Yeah, man.
But I will say, man, day one, and I got to say, I learned a lot already from Julian. I'll say that much. Like, it put into perspective, like, my workouts versus like someone that's been working out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, cool. I knew I wasn't like fucking working out like Rambo or nothing, but I was happy with where I was at. I was happy with the progress I was making, but now I was like, okay, let me learn some new things.
Add some new
tricks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I can still, I just gotta, it's just really the weight. Like, I can do the exercise, but like,
yeah,
I'm not finna do 90 when y'all doing 90.
Yeah, like, yeah, like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you be taking out one and shit. All right, so this is for everyone. Yeah. Mostly me.
Yeah.
He said, this Ron Mass, so I feel like y'all should. I think two of y'all should be good.
I try to do, because there was four of us. We had Shamar there today. Mm-hmm. And Shamar's just a big guy. He can lift heavy as well.
Yeah.
So I try to do the, because just not long ago, I was a new cat.
Yeah.
So I was in your shoes. Everyone's looking at the weight I pick up. Everyone's looking at my shit.
Yeah.
You just pull out a secret 30 for show.
Yeah. I got you.
Don't even trip.
It's the one I use. Custom made, bro.
Oh, the grip on this one.
It says 40 on it, but it's a 30.
Get them off your back.
It's a dummy weight, nigga.
This is 20. Don't start jeweling, though. So I'm looking at you kind of out of the corner of my eye and shit and just seeing, like, all right, like, I'm going to be able to get away with some shit today.
Ah, motherfucker.
I'm going to be able to get away with some shit. So we're on a bench press machine, and it's like bicep. So we'll do certain machines that are like, all right, you got to hold the bar differently for you to work that muscle. Mm-hmm. So we're doing bench press, but we're kind of holding the bar close. So it's like your arms are really close to your body.
Chicken wing.
Mm-hmm. Chicken wing press, yeah. So two bench machines, one's here, one's here. We're over here, and we're warming up. Julian puts on my max set.
That's when you take the headphones off. We starting here?
We just put our pants on.
Wait. It's like, yo, where are we going to end up, man? Where are we going?
We start here. So, and the thing that was bad, because I'm listening to music, I'm fucking going crazy and shit, and I'm picking up the weight because I'm just, you just kind of do what someone else is doing because no talking. It's just unspoken shit. You know what it is.
We got to talk about that because, like, nigga, we just walk in the gym and nobody says nothing to me.
Nigga just stand at the door still? Just check the guys.
Bro,
we're
not gonna talk about it. We're not gonna say, all right, man, so we're hitting this. And it's just
we'll get there. We'll get there. So, I'm holding the fucking 45, and I realize I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm holding a 45. Now I'm watching, like, this nigga putting a 45, puts it on the bar. So, obviously, it's an uneven bar unless I put my 45 on there. So, I'm like, all right, what the fuck? Put the fucking shit on. He starts going, I do it. I did it. I was like, okay, nice. Mm-hmm. Then I see Sheldon come to the next machine. I'm like, nice, this is it. So Shamar's in there. He's doing the 45s. I just finished my warm-up. So the sets went Julian. It's supposed to be Julian, me, Sheldon, Shamar. Sheldon went somewhere else. Sheldon took the headphones off. We're sitting in the next machine. So now Shamar is doing the 45s. And I see Sheldon doing weight that's doing some appropriate
that
weight.
That I can do.
Yeah. And that's all it's about, man. That's all it's about. So then fucking Sheldon beats the fucking shit. And Julian fucking, like, it's Julian's turn now to, like, we're done warming up, apparently.
Mm.
But that's my max. Keep that in mind. So I'm itching closer and closer over to Sheldon's bench.
I like what you're doing.
But I'm still listening to music, but I promise you my music was paused, but I'm just going like. So I go over to Sheldon's stand, and then fucking Julian puts on another set of 45s.
Oh, so for those at home, we're at 500 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
So, all in.
Pounds,
and this
all
is
in.
Set 2?
This is the warm-up? Set 2.
Okay, oh, cool. Man.
So I said, like, tell Julian, I give him the head nod. I've never been in this position before. Mm. Nothing spoken. Remember, music's playing, but it's paused for me. I go like this to Julian. So he gets up, does his 45s. I said, that's me over here. Yeah. That nigga looks at Sheldon, sees what he's doing. He says,
man, what y'all do need these headphones out there. Nah, I'm going.
Dog. I said, bro. I had nodded him that I'm going here. He looked, said, no, you're going here.
Oh, man.
And I did what they were doing. Honestly, it was fucking painful still. Yeah.
You ever be in the this happened to me today. So we're doing the incline curls, right? So I'm doing the weight that I shouldn't be doing because Julian showed me the incline weight, the incline, like how to do it. So when he showed it to me, he kind of grabbed the weight that he felt like I could do.
Yeah.
which I think was either 20 or 30. I think it was a 30. So he does it whenever I'm doing it, right? So I can't hit 12 with the 30. So I hit as much as I can, probably hit like 8 first set, probably hit like 6 the next set. I'm like, yeah, I'm going down because like, fuck, like this hurts. But when you go down after abusing yourself, mm-hmm. and then you can't lift what you yeah, go yeah. down to, dog, it fucks with your mind.
You hit with a fire. Yeah.
You fucking
You just fucking roll that shit up.
Oh, the fucking body roll is worse.
All fucking back.
Your spine is just backwards.
Oh, nah.
Like, yeah, that's not right. No, we went to go, they do some, like a shooting drill after the workout. I said, I went to take a shot. I couldn't even shoot, bro. Like
that ball goes flat. No arc.
Yeah, I'm like
to the floor.
I'm gonna say no. This is where I say no, man. Fuck
yeah,
it.
I realized you started saying no because we had like two more steps after basketball. So usually it's like we go in and there's we go in stretch, workout, basketball, Stairmaster, sauna, and we're out. By the time he got to basketball, he gave me the first note. I had to start asking him every step of the way. So Stairmaster, I'm like, listen, we about to climb some steps.
You doing it?
I know, you just got here.
He did Stairmaster. He did Stairmaster and the sauna.
You need a Stairmaster, man. That's a piece of engineering, man.
I'm like, yeah, man, it was good. I'm going to start doing it. Good. I'm going to start doing it.
You got a Stairmaster around you?
Yeah, LA Fitness? Yeah.
That motherfucker's torture, man. You spend 5 minutes on that?
Mm-hmm.
That's 30 minutes on the fucking...
I'm going to be real, though. You kind of saved me on the Stairmaster because he sent me the episode edit.
It breezes Ooh. It.
Yeah.
I knew it. I knew you needed it. I said, I'm sending it to you now. I said, turn your Wi-Fi on.
Saved me, bro.
It breezes it. Trust me. Each cut is like 15 minutes when we're watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll save something that I want to watch.
Yeah. That's the place, though.
And watch it there because, that's where you like kind of... Typically, you shouldn't be on your phone in the gym, and then that's when I get back to everything. So I start planning my day out. So I'm like, all right, cool. And it feels different because you're kind of up high.
Yeah, you're like, so you're like overlooking the gym. And
looking down on niggas. Like, oh, y'all niggas not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Scheduling up.
So that's where I start planning my day or figuring out what we got to do and woo-doo. But,
and I think it's so interesting because that shows how much, I'm not the type of nigga that's just like, oh, it's all mental. But it's a lot of mental because in that moment, I just kind of turned my mind off to what my feet were doing, and I was able to just do it, right? Bro. But you still got it. Your body hurts.
That's where the workout comes in, though. Yeah. A lot of the times, you just can't tell yourself no. That's literally it. Because when I warmed up with my max, and then like I continued to do, I went up in weight for my max. So now I have a new max as of today.
Yeah.
Because I didn't say no.
Yeah.
But fucking screaming for sure. Oh, my
God. Did you book when we did... That's this one.
Mm-hmm.
I almost hit the headphones off my head. Did you? Like,
Literally.
And I couldn't let it go because it's so much weight. And I'm just like, fuck it. No music playing.
No music.
Music just stopped. I'm like, yo, this is embarrassing, bro.
Trust me. Nah. But you got to be vulnerable.
But this is the thing, though, man. This is what the gym is about, man. It's everyone's under a journey in the gym. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
So I never get too embarrassed in the gym because it's like, yo. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, as long as I see worse, I'm good. Yeah. All right, this is my dad.
Whatever he got going on back, so.
For real.
Oh no, yeah, but it's a good time, man. It's a good sweat, and then you're just kind of I was telling Sean we did leg day on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Same day I told you, Sheldon air mattress came in on Tuesday, y'all. And I had to text Jermaine and say, listen, man. I gotta take a nap on this fucking air mattress.
Test it out, my man.
But my legs were just so fucking drained because of Julian's getting out of hand. He's doing some extra shit now. He's doing a lot of like mixing workouts. I feel like he like warmed me up like softly, and now we're like, which I don't mind. I like the hustle.
You just throw in the mixed martial arts.
I'm like,
fucking Chinese drop kicks. Come on, nigga. That was like me, and I was working out with him, warming up, whatever. And you start naming other countries and shit. Are we going to do the Bulgarian fucking splat squid?
What the fuck is a splat squid? and fucking, the shit that I'm about to say, we're doing Romanian deadlifts.
Just keep it North American, nigga. Just push up, nigga, fucking. Oh, come on, man. Jumping jacks and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Literally. We're doing just bunch of workouts. We just finished squatting. And, like, I'm learning how to squat properly. But now my same thing you're saying, my form is getting better, so I can lift more now. I know what I'm trying to, I know what body parts are supposed to be moving. But I'm tired at this point, and we're doing some, like, we have weights, and we're jumping up. We're doing, like, jumping lunges. Some jumping up with weights, coming down, jumping back up. And I just, it just, we were on like our fourth set, and my legs just fucking, they're screaming at this point. And I literally felt for a second, right when I put the weights down, my legs said, yo, I have to turn off for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I fell to the ground, and I did one push up, and I just started fucking like shaking my legs, like just trying to get them. Like, you know when your arm falls asleep, you gotta do like this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bro, everyone in the gym was looking at me saying, what the fuck is this guy doing right now? Literally just a fucking fish out of water, and I was just fucking bonking around.
Yeah.
But you got to get like that, man.
Tomorrow I might say no stuff.
Legs deactivated.
I'm definitely adjusting weights. That's one thing I'm not finna let. I'm not finna let Julian give me 50 pounds or nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm adjusting weights,
bro. Yeah.
Especially my legs are as skinny as hell. I don't do legs like that.
Nah, so. you come for leg this.
I'm going to come. I'm going to come. But, like, it's about me learning and...
Yeah.
I'm not... Bro, it's like a vacation for me, fam.
I'm just trying to chill. On your way down, you're like, yeah, I'm ready to work out. Nigga, play ball. We're doing all that, nigga, one-on-one.
Cuddy nigga took me from the airport to the ball court.
Stop. You getting ready out your luggage, nigga? Just hold on, nigga. No, those are my boxers.
Bro, tell the full story,
nah,
man.
Tell the full
story. Tell the full story, it kind of was.
Yo, we went back to the crib for pipe ball. 15 seconds.
Shoes on, right? Everyone had the shoes on still?
Bro, like, it was quick as hell. But they told me I could not go, but I felt like, yeah, let me go.
There we go.
Damn, just like, when I got on the court and, like, mans are just shooting over me, I'm like, I just got off the airplane. Why am I here, bro?
Yeah, no, it was good games.
It was good games. Yeah, it was. I don't regret it, but I'm like, damn, when I thought about that, I'm like, bro, I just got off the airplane.
We burned 1,700 calories.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Leave that motherfucker flat.
Bro, my pants were wet. Like, my pants were dripping on the... Like, we had to switch sides of the court.
Yeah.
Because the court was wet.
You need a fucking towel, boy.
Yeah, no. Literally, we were using, like... I was using clothes that I was supposed to change into after to wipe the court down.
Yeah.
It was so fucking wet. I think I'm just... I don't know. I'm fucking sweating like a monster these days.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. I think it's not an enjoyable experience. Like, just sweating. Being wet after. Sweating, yeah. Oh, during. Yeah.
I love sweating, all good. Yeah.
I like to sweat when I'm working out, for sure. I don't sweat that much, though, but...
Oh, man. I'd be fucking pouring.
Yeah.
Man. Just be on a Stairmaster suited up. Nigga, fucking sweatsuit.
Yeah, you guys are different still. You Julian and Trevon, you guys are different still. Like, even Julian, I think after one of the plays, I think I might have, like, gave him a hand, like a high five, like, good shit.
Yeah.
Good shit, boy.
Yeah.
Nigga, what type of, what level of success you think you got to reach before you don't have to break down your own boxes no more?
Break down your own box.
Yeah, like Drake don't break down his body. When was the last time Drake, you think, broke down a box? Fucking sitting there and then
that's a good question. Yeah.
Like, man. What is that level?
Damn, I don't know.
You think Chameleon Air is breaking down his own box? Nah, Chameleon Air's up.
He got a box breaker. Yeah, he in the tech industry and shit. Yeah.
He did some good investments. Mm-hmm. Like Tyrese, you think he's breaking down his own boxes and shit?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man. Fast and Furious.
He's still getting paid off there. You think he got a box breaker?
I do. I think he has an assistant who doubles as the box breaker. Yeah. That's in her or his job description. Break these boxes down. You feel me?
I kind of like breaking boxes down, though.
I don't know, man. Just
I don't like breaking boxes.
I like it if it's an option, but if I know, like, I see a stack of boxes, I know, yeah, that's, like, you know what I mean? Man of the house. That's all you.
Yeah.
That's my measure of success I'm looking for.
Like, you're in an argument. When do I stop breaking boxes?
Should be getting on the PR and shit.
Where's this coming from?
Yeah.
I lean into it. I got a fucking L little fucking pocket rocket little knife.
That's good. Right? Yeah.
You get an L little personal joint.
Yeah. Tools make you want to do shit.
Hell yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tools make you want to do shit, man. I remember my girl, we found, like, I don't know where she got this desk from, but she had a desk that she was just like, oh, I'm going to just, like, paint over it. I'm going to, like, sand it down and paint over it and put it in my office. Like a little DIY project. I'm like, cool. So she gets a little, like, electric sand thing from
the
buffer from her parents. And then she in there like, oh, I'm gonna do it in the garage. So I set her up, and she doing it. And I'm just, looks kind of.
Yeah, man. I feel that shit. That's where you
ain't gonna eat me.
So, I'm like, hold on, you know, do it like, so I grab it, I'm like, do it like this, you know what I'm saying? Yep. And you know, mm-hmm. you get carried away, and then she's just looking at me like, yeah, yeah. And it's I'm like, no, take drink this back. Yeah, man.
Yo,
do shit, man.
Bro, that DIY, their little DIYs be looking funnish. Oh, you doing that little shit? I'm thinking.
Give me the shit. You ain't doing it right.
I ain't got no drill, man.
No who?
No drill.
Mm. No tools?
No nothing?
If it comes down to it, you got to fucking screw out a light fixing. Can you do it? You got a screwdriver? Are you on butter knife?
I got a little one like this.
Okay, now you can't be cool. You got to have some serious. Mm.
Yeah.
You got the flat bit, star bit?
Yo, you cop a
kit?
Nah,
he's a butter knife.
Kit give you everything.
Yeah.
You should at least be able to fucking screw off a light switch plate.
What's the craziest thing you fixed?
In my life?
Yeah, in your life.
I ain't never seen you like, ooh. I've seen you build furniture.
Seen that, like, yo, Tremont would fix that.
You see Tremont with a drill and some screws, man. That nigga.
Oh, shit.
What have I fixed or built?
Let's do both.
What's your handiest work?
Yeah,
your handiest. Right. I got my shit right there.
Yeah, I know.
You
I saw that.
Yeah,
it's behind me. I kind of see through this wall. I just looked at it.
Nothing like that. I did a console. I did an air console symphony. It was a symphony's DIY project. Speaking of DIY.
Yeah.
And yeah, basically, yeah, she showed me it. I'm like, I looked into it deeper. I'm like, I think I could do this shit. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, we got a whole console out there, man. And that's my masterpiece so far. All my life.
That shit, So I can't just be like, what's the biggest shit I built for my kid?
What are you proudest of?
If you ever say, this is my representation as someone who's
handy. Crafting shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. I built like shoe walls and shit.
What's a shoe wall?
First thing on the resume, this is it? Shoe wall?
Oh, it's good. We can get complicated. I built beds. I built all types of
no,
beds.
Nigga, what is it?
What is it? Nigga, tell us.
What's
put them all together.
All right, Let me think. Let me think of the biggest one. Yeah, man. I'd say shoe wall.
Shoe wall?
But it wasn't even that crazy. IKEA's just annoying to build shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't built anything, like, crazy, really.
Mm-hmm. It does represent your patience, building IKEA shit.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what to do, but fuck, do you really want to be doing that shit?
And because when I built the IKEA one, I was like, perfect. Mm-hmm. Let's just say I was assistant coach. And the coach was listening.
Using my ideas, man.
So you saw shit going the wrong way that you had to. Yeah, I get it.
Yes.
I feel you on that.
And the coach was all like, yeah, man, just goes here.
That's how we do it.
Fucking shovels like this. I'm like, nah, bro. But I let him do it, and then I fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I let, you know what I mean? Like, I let the mistakes show. Yeah. I'm like,
that's
this
a
ain't
weird
it,
place
chief.
To be in, bro. Yeah. Your emotions and your mental,
See, why we got to do all that playing? If I know that is not how it works, nigga, and I can promise you that, and I'll save you 45 minutes.
Yeah, but it's not you. It's how you know they're going to receive you telling them that. Yeah, it's fucked up.
And Spanish people, you can't really tell. Yeah, they want to do it themselves.
Yeah.
Especially, and I'm going to just say, I don't want to offend anyone. But, you know, tall, when a nigga tall, like, I don't know, short people, like, people shorter than me, always, they want to prove something to me. Mm. I'm not walking around like I'm so tall.
Yeah. It's just normal to you. It's just your life.
You know what I mean? So I just feel like there's a lot behind it. Like, there's already so much on top of that for me, so me to say, hey, boss, that shelf don't go like that. All right, bro, whatever. So I know what I'm doing, but I don't get around to doing it.
Yeah.
Put it like that.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just look at a player like, I know exactly how it's going to pan out. That. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Until they give in, just give you the drills.
Yeah.
Nigga.
You ever rub it in after? Like,
I don't do that.
Yeah. I just going to come back at you with a drill at night.
Yeah. And he's going to get it right. You know. Wait, what's your craftiest?
I think my craftiest. So it's simple. I'll say it's the bidet installation that I did.
Nice.
But the thing is, like, I fucked up the toilet putting it on. So I had to fix the toilet.
Right. Yeah, and that happens, man. That's part of the project.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So my toilet was squirting everywhere type shit, and I had to, like, figure that shit out. It's a long story, but, I fucked up the toilet putting it on.
Hold on. I just got to ask. Did the toilet, like, when the first second you realize this toilet is squirting, Which way did it go?
So it didn't squirt out. So you know the behind the toilet, the tank? Yeah, so it came out the tank. So
like a whale? Like up?
Yeah, but the lid is on, so it just comes down on the sides, right?
Oh,
it don't
fuck.
Like squirt like.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. Your lid didn't raise.
No.
Like Sonic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The drill through the ceiling when it gets through
that shit. Oh, no!
Turn the water off!
Call the fucking city.
Yeah,
I only asked because my uncle had water pressure shoot the hat off his head. Oh, yo. So I was just wondering how it got you first.
Nah.
Oh, nice. Nah. But you fixed it.
I fixed it. Yeah, I was in them forums and shit.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Forums.
I was in forums. Nice. I was downloading toilet PDF manuals. But it was so, honestly, like, it was kind of like weird because I just got into it. Mm-hmm. Like figuring it out and like, oh, okay, so that's that. Okay, yeah. And then, yeah, put everything
back. You just
back
come to it with a new understanding?
Yeah, man. It's like, okay, now I get toilets. Like, mm-hmm. No toilet will surprise me anymore, I don't think.
Yeah.
I feel that, man.
Yeah.
You always imagine the other, I always imagine the other side of forums and shit. Every time you pull up to a forum, you're not there on like good terms and shit.
Never.
It's an emergency, you're fucking down bad, you're tired. Like, you're digging through the bottom of the internet.
Yeah.
It's always that one motherfucker from 2007, like, thank you, fucking Pete Nine, nigga.
Yes.
Still applies to like 40 years later.
They forgot all about that shit.
And
man.
I feel like forums, like the layout of forum sites, you never see that until you're on a forum. Like,
no
site looks like a forum site. No Twitter, nothing looks like a forum site. It's like,
I can't deal with it.
No, you're on a forum site. Like,
it's too messy for me. It gives me a headache.
Is this something like how your experience was, bro?
You know, so I attempted that. Wait, what the fuck?
And it's like super hot too.
It's hot.
It causes major flood. Oh my. Oh!
Yo. Imagine me, that's someone's house.
Yo. Oh my gosh.
Dog. Damn.
Nah, not the carpet cleaner.
You went back to the van for that.
That's crazy.
Nah,
man.
Bro. The thing is, man.
Yo, I'm getting my money back.
Yeah. First off,
worst y'all to be.
That's a crazy fucking visual right there. Yeah. A water vacuum?
Yeah.
I just want to say, if I have a problem in my house, and I call someone, and you make my problem worse. I need to call someone else now.
Your life is scary, bro.
And you hear the new plumber come in. Wow, this guy's a fucking nut. He's really. I'm like, damn, nigga. His website.
Oh my god.
They got the reviews and everything.
I think nigga's there with his backpack. You called Johnny, huh?
Hold on, yo. I forgot to pull this on the topic of working out.
No stomachs on the ass, please.
Oh. Face.
Jesus Christ.
That's all neck. That's neck, spine. His toes fuck that joint.
Yo.
Yo, did you taste the blood? Like right now, watching that video, you should taste the blood for 1 second. You know when you hit your head hard, you taste, I can't even explain it. You taste like the smell of blood.
Yo,
did he grab the camera? Was that someone else?
I think that was him.
How did you get up that
home alone?
That hurt.
You confirmed.
There. Oh my gosh.
That's a problem.
Look at his spine.
Oh my god.
No, bro. That's like, there's.
Done. Day is over. Bedridden.
Man.
Oh, man.
The thing is, hold on. Okay.
This is why I don't prop my camera.
Oh, yeah. Let
me show you guys how it goes.
I mean, everyone, back up.
This is how you do.
Oh, fuck. You're setting yourself up. Especially if you don't do it, man.
Tripod or nothing, bro. Tripod, you have more sense, bro.
Yeah.
It's always you rushing back to the camera.
In pain. God. My back.
I'll leave it recorded in case I die.
Sit there for a bit.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Yo, just go on live streams. Like, yo, can y'all watch me?
Call someone, please.
Call, call, call.
Yo, one of my moms. My mom.
Yo, Noxy, Noxy.
Holy, holy shit.
Holy fuck.
Nah, yo. That's hilarious.
Amen.
Oh my god.
Yo, before we get out of here.
Oh yeah, my god.
I'm not gonna say no names. If you're watching this, you're watching this. It gave me a great laugh. I just sent you something. You know what it is. I just gotta say, man, I'm not a guy that I didn't want to reveal what it is, but I got a really good laugh at this. And I think it's just because I can relate to it. We all know that moment when we're at family's house, maybe a girlfriend's house, maybe a place where it's just not the place for you to do what you do, what you got to do. And even though it's all natural.
I don't know why this build-up is crazy.
We all do it.
We all
come from one thing.
Let's just laugh a little.
Okay, this is the thing. This is the thing. This is exactly where I'm going, actually. There's no way on fucking earth every single one of you guys watching this video right now.
Yo.
If any of you guys say, I do not do this, you're a liar.
You're lying to me.
Say that.
Enjoy the video.
Oh, my God.
And play.
Was that you?
It's this menacing smile after.
This is bad because he has a winter coat on.
It looks like the moon emoji.
Yo, he looks like
the train. Remember the train show?
Thomas.
The locomotive.
I'm sorry. One more time, please.
This girl's like, was that you?
So, why? And he puts the fucking the GIF sound on.
Y'all turn this up. In your car,
right? Yo, salute gang though, cause them type up. Of poops mushroom system. Yo.
Yeah, you gotta have love for your family, bro. That's probably why he left. He's like, all right, y'all, I gotta go,
bro.
he just,
bro, it's like smoking a cigarette, man.
Bro, he just left. His left
outside
foot
is outside.
His left foot is still in the doorway.
Like, still in the porch.
His parents opens the door. Did you say something, niggas?
What?
Dude.
Oh,
my
get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Man, that was a Ring camera moment of the week, man.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. No way.
Holy shit. Holy
Jesus
fuck.
Christ.
Oh, man. Oh, fuck.
This
oh, man.
Hey, man.
Yo. Oh.
Man, you know what time it is, man. This has been the Random Order Show, episode 125.
Yeah.
Coming live from the dough, man.
Mm-hmm.
www.randomorder.org. Go on, get your red hot tees, man. We got some new joints, man. Y'all saw the little bumper that we put in. Amen.
Yeah.
The Random Order Snapchat show is live every week. Search Random Order on Snapchat. Who's
that was
fucking
me.
Squirming?
You need an ice cube.
Yo, these mics is crazy, bro.
She records her whole esophagus. Random Order Snapchat show. Search up Random Order on Snapchat. Get your red hot content, man. Amen. Of course, you could join the Random Order Discord. Follow us. Links. Everything important is in the description.
Yeah.
Amen.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.